You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, now that more and more people are using these antimicrobials, we're finding that more and more of you guys are getting rashes and eczema and dermatitis and allergies. What are we doing to ourselves besides raising superbugs? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a Chicago doctor who traded prescription drugs for sex. He has pleaded guilty, but this doctor was actually a pediatric neurologist. That is spooky. Then salt consumption. The more salt we eat, the more we age. Now, I just recently discovered salt. My mom never seasoned foods because she was always afraid of salt. And so once I discovered salt in college, it was like, oh, and it wasn't salt on like a margarita or something. I mean, it was salt with French fries. And I had no idea that salt made things taste so good. And now it's like salt. So we got to talk about that because it actually makes you age. Then I guess MIT researchers are using E. coli now to make biofilms. I guess the E. coli is cheaper than regular actors. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so pediatric neurologist Joshua Barron, 40 years old, pled guilty on Friday in federal court to a charge of illegally distributing a prescription drug in exchange for sex back in 2009. He was freed on his own recognizance as he awaits sentencing. This is scary stuff. This is, the guy was a pediatric neurologist. Apparently he wrote 150 prescriptions for like Percocet, Xanax to 16 people in exchange for sex. Now, I remember hearing that somebody was doing that years ago when I was in training, and it really, really scared me because I didn't want to give a prescription for Percocet or Xanax because people would think I did that because I received something. And, you know, already doctors in my age group, when we trained, were so scared to death of writing prescription drugs that were controlled substances that, you know, we were so paranoid that our attendings were like, you could write some Valium, you could write your Percocet. No, I don't want people to think that somebody slept with me. Anyway, Dr. Barron faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a $1 million fine. Due to his plea, however, he will likely get 9 to 11 years. He's a former pediatric neurologist who I guess lives in downtown or near downtown Chicago. He did give up his medical license and his DEA. I guess through 2006 and through 2011, he admitted to writing 149 people, prescriptions for drugs that, and I guess had put an ad on Craigslist under men who would pay and casual encounters. He even prescribed morphine, weight loss drugs like phentermine, tranquilizers. He was arrested after he went to a location expecting to trade a prescription for Adderall, which is, you know, for ADD, all right, in exchange for sex with a woman. And that's how he got busted. Now, there's a lot of undercover cops out there, a lot. And I think it's good that they're there. I don't mind as a doctor somebody coming in, being undercover, and there being some sting. I don't really have a problem with that because, I mean, I do everything by the book, so fine, come on in, you know, you'll see how I do things. And, you know, in fact, people really, really get mad because I don't like to write a lot of controlled substances. I don't really manage attention deficit. I let the psychiatrist handle that. And I've told you why. I know how to put people on the medicine. I don't know how to take them off. Same thing with pain medicine. I can give pain medicine, all right, but I don't know how to take a person off that's chronically on it. Speaking of pain, we are going to, at the bottom of the hour, have Dr. Robert Odell come on. He is a doctor that treats neuropathy, and he runs Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. Many of you guys have neuropathic pain, so we're going to be asking him questions and letting you guys call in, which would be very good. He is brilliant when it comes to dealing with neuropathic pain. So, you know, going back to doctors prescribing and you know, one of you had written to me about, I guess it was a story of a couple years ago of a pediatrician who was assaulting patients, and you know, you were concerned, I don't have the email, I wish I did, about, you know, why aren't we screening teachers, doctors more? You know, it's interesting. I don't think there's a so-called screen for sexual predators in the medical field. And the reason why there's no screen for that is because getting into medical school is so gosh darn hard. And it takes such stamina and book work and effort that if you were just going into medicine to be a sexual predator, you wouldn't even make it past the pre-med program because it is just so difficult and trying. But then again, many of these people who are predators become them later in life. Okay, you know, something happens where they have some screw loose, I don't know. Or they do have a very calculated approach. But see, here's the thing, you know, and I look back to my medical school class, none of them were into, oh, I could get sex for medications. I mean, you know what? Because they were all young and they were getting sex anyway. All they had to do was say they were medical students and people were like, oh, I'll go out with you. So I really think it's not so much a screen you could do pre-medical school or during medical school. I think it's a post issue. And, you know, when you see somebody like this, it's crazy. And, you know, we've talked about people who are sexual predators and what the thinking could be. Now, remember, we can't use logic. We can't figure out what these people are thinking. We can't, because they're crazy. They don't think logically, okay? I mean, so don't try to use your logic and your competency to figure out what they do. But it is a control issue. And it is a... Oh, I think I hear the music coming on. Okay, all right. I think I'm going deaf. My earphones stink. But don't go away. I want to talk real quickly about sexual predators when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, I got to tell you guys what's going on here. My little baby's not feeling too good, and he's got a sore throat, and so we kept him from school. And I had to take him to work with me. So he's actually in the studio now, but he's sleeping. And so I can't raise my voice because my little baby is sleeping in the studio. I do. I have a little couch in the studio. I do. Because you know how Howard Stern has all that, all those, furniture and all that. So yeah, so he's, you can actually hear him snoring. I don't know if you could hear that. He's kind of snoring in the background. Oh, shh, shh. Okay, so I actually can't be as loud as obnoxious as I usually am. Thank you all, though, for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A big shout-out to many of you guys who have already started donating for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help kids fight blood cancer. The $5 $1,000 for a Life campaign has really taken off. Some of you guys have donated $5, $15, $20, $100, $500. Oh my gosh, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody donating over $500 is being posted on my website at drdahlia.com. But right now, all I ask is anything you guys could do to help. $5 for a Life, it really does help save lives. Not that you have to give $5 your whole life, but just $5 will help save a life. Help these kids pay for their medical treatments, copays, etc., as well as the money goes to research to help finding cures for leukemia, lymphoma, and even for adults, something that scares a lot of us to think that we could unfortunately have the same fate as many of our friends and relatives have with being afflicted with blood cancer. So whatever you could do to help, how do you help? You go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And there's a place where it says fight blood cancer, help fight blood cancer. You could click there and you could donate. Little red button that tells you to donate. We make it really easy, and anything you guys can do, I really appreciate it. If your company can help, please have them contact me so we could work on figuring out either a project or getting them to help sponsor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So doctors being predators, very, very scary, very, very scary thought. And we're talking about the Chicago doctor who has pled guilty to a federal charge of trading prescription drugs for sex. Now, many of you are probably thinking, okay, well, you know, no big deal. Whoever would do this has, you know, a screw loose. The doctor has a screw loose. Okay, I'm really distancing myself from this. Okay, but let's just stop for a second. I'm not saying you guys would ever do that. You guys would ever ask a doctor to give you something in exchange for sex. But we are starting to see more and more of a desperate society when it comes to medical care. And as a doctor, knowing that some doctors in my town have been shot, I could just think of three at the top of my head, three that I know that have been shot. One died, two lived. I get a little nervous. So not only am I nervous about hearing a doctor trade prescriptions for sex, but I'm more nervous that patients would be willing to do that. And it's not the quote-unquote stereotype term junkies that I think a lot of you are thinking, you know, where that comes in your mind. Well, the person must have been, you know. No, I think you have a lot of people out there that are very, very dependent on certain medications. And they will do anything for them because many of these medications hit the same centers of the brain as drugs do. So if somebody is going to want the drug and exchange sex for it because they're addicted to cocaine or crack or LSD or whatever, that same sort of addictive center in the brain could be at play when you're talking about a Xanax, a Percocet, etc. And the desperation of people is what really, really panics me. I don't like to see us being in that situation. And no, I'm not blaming Obamacare for this, but even though I'd like to. I know, see, boy, is that blaming Bush coming back to haunt him, because now we're just going to be blaming Obamacare for everything. But, you know, how do we know it's not at play? Okay? I mean, just stop for a second here, okay? I'm not getting political here, but think about it. You have a lot of people that don't have insurance. You have a lot of people that don't have money. You know how many people have asked for me to do trade? You know, oh, Dahlia, I'll come and, you know, clean your pool if you give me free medical. Now, I can't do that. I don't know if there's an actual NRS statute, but I don't even want to try looking it up because I don't think you're allowed to do something for free for one patient while another one pays. And so I always have to decline them. But I would be lying if I didn't admit that people are all the time asking if they could do free stuff around the office, whatever, for trade so they get free medical. Okay? And I'm very, very cautious about, you know, advising them what to do and where to go to get free medical, because I'd rather teach them how to fish than give them a fish. You know, I want them to figure out where they could go to get good medical care that's inexpensive, etc., without them feeling like they have to do something on the side. But that's already a thought that's pervading this society. What could I give a doctor so I could get medical care? Whether it's cleaning someone's pool, or who knows, whether it's translating all the way down to sex. And then, you know, how do you then identify a sexual predator? Identifying a sexual predator could be very tough. Now, let's say we're looking at a sexual predator who is eyeing your child. I mean, one way to tell is they want to spend a god-awful amount of time with your kid. And even you don't want to spend that time with your kid. You don't even like your kid that much. You're like, wait a second, he wants to spend time with the kid. What? You know, let's say somebody is saying, you know what, I'll watch your kid. Don't pay me. I'll be your kid's babysitter. Don't pay me. You know, sometimes they're like, well, you know, sometimes when they buy gifts, you know, a lot, when they buy, I can't even think what somebody would be thinking in their head eyeing a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old. This is just sick. But when they start doting over them, just spending so much time and attention, you know, you watch them at a barbecue, because a lot of times it's a family member, just stare at your kid. See, I get very nervous. I have that maternal instinct. Nobody should be staring at my kid. Now, mind you, my kids do a lot of stupid stuff. Okay, I understand that. So my kids will do some stupid things, and they'll make people laugh. Well, if somebody's laughing, okay, you know, and they're just laughing, and they're looking, and then you see them engage in other conversations, that's fine. But if they are continually fixated on your kid, that is messed up. Okay? No kid is that interesting. Even that little kid on Different Strokes, right? You know, what's talking about Willis, that guy? You know, even he wasn't that. I mean, how many minutes did you all spend watching Different Strokes? I can't think of any kid. Even the Home Alone movie, I got up to pee. There's no kid that really demands that. Even your baby that's crawling around the place, that you need to watch him. Even you beg to be distracted, because it just gets old after a while. But please don't be distracted. Watch the kid. Okay, so what about doctors being predators? I mean, are there sexual predators in the medical field? Well, obviously with this one, you know, was he always a sexual predator? Was he always he's a pediatric, he was a pediatric, I guess, a neurologist that had sex with adults. I don't think he touched kids. I think all he did is touch adults. Well, you don't know. You know, maybe he wanted to sleep with somebody. That person, it was a date. That person realized, oh, it would be good to date a doctor. I could get some medications. Maybe it started out that way. And then he was like, you know what? I could just go and advertise on Craigslist and exchange that. I've told you guys how I was inappropriately examined by a doctor. I was about 19 years old. I told you guys about this. It was so embarrassing, because I didn't even realize it happened until after it happened. That's the other thing, too. Some of these doctors could be pretty, pretty sly. They're rarely out there. But he's a doctor that I believe just recently retired, and I was afraid to approach him, but he had the nurse leave the room, which I didn't know was odd, because I never really went to the doctor. You know, yeah, I was sick. We had a pediatrician years ago, but we never really could afford to go to the doctor regularly, so I didn't have a lot of doctor visits when I was younger. So I had a kidney stone, and he was a kidney doctor, and he decided to have me completely undressed, and he started to examine and feel in areas that I didn't think was really, really appropriate. And he had the nurse leave the room, and I didn't realize it was inappropriate until I was in medical school, and the teacher was up front talking about how to work up somebody with a kidney stone, and you know, they said, okay, check the urine, check this, all right, did we forget anything? And I raised my hand, and I go, yeah, of course you did. And they're like, well, what did we forget? I go, well, you know, you didn't check her breasts, you didn't palpate the inguinal nodes, you didn't check the, you know, and, you know, my classmates are looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? And I go, well, when I had a kidney stone, that's what my doctor did. Okay, so then, you know, everybody just kind of started to cringe, and some were whispering, you know, telling me that I probably should call the police. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I did a thorough exam, and then I realized that it was an inappropriate exam. Now, doctors should examine inguinal nodes. They should examine your breasts, etc. But what made this weird is he didn't even have me gowned. It was so, I was naive at the time. You know, no gown, no nurse. And I think he referred me to a nutritionist after that whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, for my kidney stone, which is appropriate because I had high uric acid stones. But anyway, there are the rare instances, very, very rare. And having experienced it myself, there are signs.
One, speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In the next hour, we'll give you latest on Flight 370. Apparently, the Malaysian Prime Minister earlier today held a press conference telling us that all of the lives have been lost as Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 did go down over the southern Indian Ocean. Our hearts and prayers are definitely being sent to those family members, and we'll keep you guys posted on any new developments of that story. Right now, though, I want to switch gears and talk about a very, very common medical subject that is brought up continually on my show, neuropathy. Many of you guys suffer from neuropathy. We've covered that in detail, but I want you to hear from this doctor. I know this doctor very well, who actually is the founder of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America and has some real cool stuff to tell us. So I'd like to introduce to you guys Dr. Robert Odell. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. See, you're an MD and a PhD. So, I mean, you're a double D, aren't you?
Yep, I went to school too long.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't start my first real job till I was 35.
Well, you look 37, so it's awesome. And you've been practicing for how long now?
Oh, since 1982, anesthesia first, and then pain medicine more recently.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, you know, tell us about neuropathy. I think that definitely like to hear from somebody a lot more versed on it than I.
Neuropathy is a disease of the nerves. And when we define neuropathy in this clinic, we're defining, usually talking about peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy is any disease of the nerves that can be caused by a variety of things. For example, if it's in the low back, if the nerve being pressed on by a disc or a fluid leaking from the disc causing chemical irritation, that could be a neuropathy of the spinal nerve going down the leg in a certain pattern, L5, S1, L4, you know, the names of the nerves as they come out the back.
Mm-hmm.
The other causes of neuropathy, in our clinic, we just find neuropathy as widespread. In other words, all the nerves of the lower extremities and maybe of the upper extremities are involved. This is generally due to a systemic problem. The causes of neuropathy, and again, the nerves themselves are the problem, are usually a function of the length of the nerves, which means the bottom of the feet, then the top of the feet, then closer to the center, up the leg are affected in order.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
go
mm-hmm.
from hurting to numbness. And then as they get better in our clinic, then hurting start to hurt while we're treating them, which is good because the nerves are waking up. The problem with neuropathy is, especially in diabetics, is people who get cut on the bottom of their foot don't know it, and that can turn into a limb-threatening situation. There's different kinds of neuropathy. One of them is diabetic. That's the most common model. 30% of all neuropathies are diabetic. Another 30% of neuropathies are idiopathic, which means we do not know what causes them.
Mm-hmm.
The other 40% are due to heavy metal exposure, alcohol, chemotherapy is a big one, Agent Orange. We see a lot of vets with Agent Orange a long time ago, which is probably causing their neuropathic symptoms and probably also diabetes.
For those who are joining us, we are talking to Dr. Robert Odell, founder of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. Bob, you brought up a great point. Many of my patients will say, look, my feet hurt. Does that mean I'm going to be going into neuropathy? Is that the first sign? And you had touched upon how pain is usually preceding numbness. So once a person is starting to feel numb, they're already in the more deeper stages of neuropathy, right?
Well, yeah. In fact, one of my dreams is to use this neurodiagnostic test that doesn't hurt that we have, and to screen people who have no symptoms. People probably have symptoms of have dysfunctional nerves way in the feet that could be measured by a sensitive test, maybe even years before they know they have neuropathy, before
makes
they
sense.
Can feel it. The other thing is that many neuropathy symptoms are negative symptoms, numbness, gait disturbance, things that are not pain. Only 27% of diabetics who have neuropathy, is it painful? The other numbness or not knowing they have it is actually the majority, 73%. So that's a big problem. If we could test this, if we could discover this early with sensitive testing, and there are several means of doing that, my dream is that we could use this electromedical device that we have, and we could use this device to eradicate neuropathy in the country and the world. I think it's possible, but unfortunately, the research does need to be done. And of course, we're just a little old clinic. We don't have the money that some of the pharmaceutical companies have to do these studies.
Mm-hmm. For those who join us, this is Dr. Odell. So here's a question. I get a lot of patients with restless leg syndrome, or they think they have restless leg syndrome. How many of those would you consider to be more neuropathy than restless leg?
Mostly, usually restless leg symptoms disappear with a treatment with neuropathy. And again, I want to give a disclaimer. I'm not a neurologist, even though I play one on TV. Just kidding. There, a lot of restless leg syndrome is very likely associated with neuropathy. It's very likely a dysfunction of the motor nerves because that's what makes the legs move.
Mm-hmm.
Neuropathy is can be a dysfunction of the motor nerves. For example, people with diabetes sometimes have a hard time sitting up because of weakness in their thighs. Now, and you can have foot drop from the peroneal nerve, all kinds of things. But usually it's sensory. Restless leg syndrome may be an early motor manifestation. And again, I'm not a neurologist. I'm not an expert on the causes of RLS,
of course, restless leg syndrome.
But often we find it just goes away with our treatment for the neuropathy.
Good, good. Because, you know, I have a lot of patients, and many of you, my listeners have called in saying, look, I have restless leg syndrome, so I'm drinking my gin and tonic, and I always have to tell them to hold the gin, you know, because of the quinine in there. And many people just automatically go on these medications, and I've always urged people to get a workup for neuropathy. Because another sign of, you know, you may have neuropathy and you may feel it, but you may not feel it, and you can have neuropathy that is affecting kidneys, other vital organs.
Well, it's not really neuropathy that's affecting the kidneys. Neuropathy is the end organ mechanism damage.
Right.
Diabetes can affect the kidneys, the heart, the brain, all that stuff same time. And by the way, it also affects the autonomic nervous system, which is a nervous system that when you stand up, you won't faint. That's the automatic nervous system that functions, helps you digest. The fight or flight, if you see a lion or if you see a bad guy, it all of a sudden you're jazzed up and you can run away. That system can be affected. People can have gastroparesis, which means that they have a dysfunction of the nerves, the automatic nerves that affect the ability of the stomach to digest, and they have to have stimulators put in so they can digest their food. So there's all kinds of different types of neuropathies. You can have autonomic dysfunction of your heart, and that can cause difficulties with blood pressure.
Absolutely.
In this clinic, we primarily deal, of course, with the peripheral sensory neuropathies.
Of course. And, you know, it's interesting because, Dr. Adele, thank you. It's interesting how you bring up, you know, diabetes is probably the most common type of neuropathy that you see. You know, I thought over the last 20 years we were doing a pretty damn good job, addressing diabetes, finding it, managing it. But you're still seeing more and more people come in with diabetic neuropathy, huh?
Yes, and also the people with the idiopathic, the neuropathy we don't know a cause, probably it's very, very early diabetic neuropathy. And by diabetic, I define that as some abnormality in the way glucose is metabolized in the body, glucose being the primary form of energy and so important. This may be a very, very early manifestation. And you also, listeners probably may know that sometimes people do not know they have diabetes until they get the symptoms of the neuropathy. That's something we hope we can change as time goes on through early screening.
Mm-hmm. For those who join us, we're talking to Dr. Robert Odell, founder of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. We're going to be taking a quick break, but when we come back, Bob, I want to talk about what treatments you have for neuropathy, and will healthcare and Obamacare even pay for it? So hold on the line if you can, Bob, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're being joined right now by Dr. Robert O'Dell, founder of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. Thank you, Bob, for staying on the line. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Good, good. So, what do you do to treat neuropathy?
Well, we have developed over the course of the last 6-7 years a protocol where we do, call it the combined electrochemical technique, What we do is we inject local anesthetic, a low dose of Marcaine, which is a long-acting local anesthetic, and then we follow that with an advanced electromedical device. It's manufactured by Sonexus in Germany. This device is way, way, way more sophisticated than TENS unit. In fact, calling it a TENS is like calling an MRI an X-ray. This thing treats people with frequencies up to 20,000 cycles per second. We use, and I'm getting real nerdy here, I apologize. AM and FM modulation, carrier frequency scanning. We use certain frequencies that we know the body responds to. And to boil it down to simple terms, the body is an electric organism. Those interested, there's a book by Dr. Becker, Robert Becker, 1982, called The Body Electric, where he grew a frog's hind limb with electricity only. So what we do is we signal the cells to heal themselves. We don't smother them with drugs. What this does is it increases some stuff in the cell that helps the cell to heal, the nerve cell. And by the way, the nerve cell is very unique because it's so long. It's a meter long in the body. Most cells are tiny. This cell goes from the end of the spine all the way down to the tip of the toes. Mm-hmm. It's very unusual in that sense. We increase the immune system. We boost blood flow and a variety of other things. And what happens is many of you probably know what accommodation is. The body can accommodate or change to try to defeat that's why TENS doesn't really work, only temporarily. What we do is the body cannot accommodate to this. So anyway, with the combination of the local anesthetic, which adds some qualities to the efficacy of this that go beyond the scope of this talk, what it does is it in 80% of people over the course of several months, we can improve the neuropathy symptoms dramatically. We do two blocks a week with the electromedical device, and then on Wednesday we do the machine only. This is a chronic disease we're treating. We're treating it with acute means, you know, injections and an electromedical device.
And Bob, that's a good point that you're bringing up. For those of you joining us, this is Dr. Robert Odell that's joining us, founder of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. Neuropathy is a chronic disease. This is something that starts before you have symptoms and can go on indefinitely. And you're bringing up a good point. What you're doing is you're using an acute type of treatment. But, I mean, it sounds extremely promising. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is promising. Unfortunately, well, it is very promising, and one of the nicest things about it is that there's no risk unless we drop the machine on their foot. The injections, of course, may hurt. People with numbness, they won't hurt, but as the patient improves, they're going to start to hurt. I'm probably the only pain management doctor in the country that wants his patients, at least the neuropathy patients, to hurt more the longer we treat them. We treat them for a month, 8 blocks.
Because it's a sign of... because the pain is a sign that you're successful in treating.
That's correct. The nerve is normal, goes to painful, and goes to numb, and now it's going back up the scale. Now, people who have allodynia, which means they can't stand something on their foot, that goes away pretty quickly. Dysesthesias, which is a fancy word for unpleasant electric shocks, what happens with those is they quickly go away. People's sleep improves. There's all kinds of things. Now, one of the problems with the research is the metric measuring neuropathy improvement is pain measuring. Chronic pain is difficult enough. The 0 to 10 scale really is anything you can measure, like blood pressure. With neuropathy, there's more than one metric. There's numbness, there's tingling, there's pain, there's sleep, gait, ability to walk, all that stuff. And that's why it's sometimes tricky to measure patients' improvement. So what we do is over the course of the 4 weeks, we treat them, then we do a formal re-eval. If they haven't gotten any better, then we do something else because we do not want to overutilize, and we do not want to drain the funds of Medicare or whoever's paying for it. Then what we do is we do two blocks a week for 2 weeks. We do four, and then we see if they've plateaued. We continue on to about 20 blocks. I kind of stop there, but we treat individual in each patient individually because this is individualized. But again, we're treating a chronic disease with acute means, and this is one of the first times I know that this has been done. Now, understand, in American and Western medicine, we do very well at treating acute disease. If I had a heart attack tomorrow, I could go into the hospital and have a stent placed within an hour and walk out, you know, a couple days later, perfectly good again. All right. Fortunately, I don't have CA coronary artery disease.
Thank God. Yeah.
They're very, very good. I do anesthesia as well, and I treated two patients acutely yesterday. They were critical, and they're going to be okay. We do very good at doing that. What's difficult is the chronic diseases, because remember, and we tell every patient this, you also have to change your lifestyle. You can't come in with blood sugars off the wall. We're not going to treat you. For those with idiopathic or exposures in the past, of course, that's not relevant because many people are taking care of themselves. But we also give them we give them something called Neuromax, which is the building blocks that the nerves need to heal. And then we also are developing a whole diabetic program for people, for diabetics to follow with lifestyle changes. I'm doing this in conjunction with Dr. Richard Sonyard, the PhD who developed this test, and Dr. Robert Milne, who is a family practice medicine doctor here in Las Vegas, also does acupuncture, homeopathic medicine, who in my opinion is the best doctor in the country.
He's amazing.
My physician.
I know him very well.
He is amazing.
I know we only have a couple minutes left. What about getting this paid for? Are your treatments able to be paid for now with the whole Obamacare healthcare environment?
Well, in fairness to Obamacare, this really is not about Obamacare. We are having difficulties with Medicare playing games with us. They passed a local coverage decision, LCD it's called, that required me to stop treating people back in 2010. I appealed, and I won at the administrative law judge level. Now what they're doing, they've gone around the country to other people I've trained and some that I haven't trained. Some people have kind of utilized this inappropriately with full-page ads and stuff like that around the country, and they didn't use the proper machinery, just the proper electromedical device. But what happened is they're passing LCDs. They've come up with another one here in our region, the Nevada, California, Guam, and so forth, and they're trying to do it again. They say to educate the administrative law judges, but a bunch of nonsense. The only thing we don't have is we don't have enough research because we're not Pfizer. Having said all that, we do have some preliminary studies that are very, very promising and really reflect the fact that 80% of the people get better. The current treatment regimen for neuropathy is terrible. It papers over only the positive symptoms, gabapentin, Neuron. These have upwards of 30-40% side effects. Our treatment has no side effects, and it lasts. The cost of Neuron gabapentin can approach $4,000 or $5,000 a year. The cost of a diabetic with neuropathy can be $7,000 a year over the cost of a diabetic without neuropathy. So we are constantly fighting Medicare. They've also played some games. They have me under a RAC audit, which is they didn't even look at the administrative law judge decision. So it's been difficult because, remember, we're arrayed against the most powerful force in the history of the world. That is the U.S. government. Now, we have a lot of help. All my senators and the politicians are behind us because this is a bipartisan issue. This is really not specifically about Obamacare, but what it is about is the government taking over your health care, the government taking over making decisions, the government being in control. And they've really done this in the past. It's just been creeping. And 4 years ago, it took a quantum leap with the passage of this ill-advised law. Obamacare is not about the uninsured. It's about controlling the rest of the health care. And you can see from my story how royally they screwed up. Health care
locally. I hear you. Bob, it looks like we're at the end. How do people find you?
I'm at 702-257-7246. www.nvpainrelief.com. www.nvpainrelief.com, or just Google my name.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Adela. It was a pleasure. All right, guys, hang on board. More Dr. Dahlia coming up in the next hour.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.